Blog Talk Radio.
Our visitors from all over the world. And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, founder of a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Morning to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. We just want to thank you for being with us. Good morning to you and to you, all of you on the prayer line. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we approach you with fear and trembling, with love in our hearts for you, esteeming you higher than anybody and anything on the face of this. You are so ultra awesome. We don't have even words to express your greatness. We love you, Lord. We're just so grateful ourselves that you adopted us into the royal family. We've never been the same again since you adopted us. Thank you so very, very much. We love you. We appreciate you, praise you, and esteem you. Lord, we ask that you forgive all sin from every person on this line, the sin of forgiveness, of commission, and the sin of omission. God, help us to forgive those who trespass against us, and help us to stand for your glory. It's a wonderful, wonderful. And just to know you, Lord. My. You're the one who's been there every step of the way. You brought us out. You held our hand through every storm, every rain. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We thank you for everything you've done.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We want you to know that we tell everybody about you. Everywhere we go, we want people to know about you, Lord, how you are real. The only true and living God. We praise you and thank you for everything. Look on every person everywhere. Stretch out your mighty hand everywhere. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cast out demons everywhere. Give us grace. Amazing grace. Oh God, we just depend on you. Our souls say yes to you. Our souls say yes. Our minds, our hearts say yes. Our spirits say yes. Oh God, our spirits say yes.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
We just say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes. Yes, Lord. It's our privilege to obey you and to live for you and to stand for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for miracles. Yeah. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Now, we look to you today. We look to you. Thank you. We look to you, my God. You're the only one who can make a way out of no way. God, we look to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My, my, my. Oh, God. Lord, give miracles on this prayer line today. Thank you. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just ask you to bless us in a great way. And we'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine.
Yeah,
bless everywhere. In the name of Jesus, thank you for everything. We ask all of this, everything that I've said today, please receive it in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, properly we ask you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. This is a wonderful day. And good morning to you, Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. I want to tell you all something. If you think he doesn't hear you, then you need to get off the prayer line now. All of us do. If we think he doesn't hear us, because if we're talking to a dead God, ain't no sense of us going any further. If God can't, hear good morning, then he can't hear any prayers that we're praying here. And he can't hear any prayer requests or any praises. But I want to let you know he is a true and living God. And he never sleeps nor slumbers, the word says. And so he heard you say good morning, and he watched some of y'all who didn't even speak to him. I wonder, do you have that same attitude in your home or at church? You walk by people and raise your nose up. And I'm going to talk about it this morning a little bit. And you didn't even speak to them. See, got to be careful. Perfect practice makes perfect. Yeah. Let's speak to the Lord one more time. Good morning, Lord. We know you there. We know you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Get ready. I want to talk about that. A proud look this morning. I'm coming back to it. There's six things. Yeah. One of them is a proud look. Yeah, walking by folks, not speaking to them. Coming before the Lord and not even opening your mouth. But he gave you a mouth. If you could see the folks who can't even say good morning, you would quickly say good morning. Let's stop now and give God some praise and have a praise check. Praise check, what level is your praise on this morning? Mine is here. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for another day. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for all the
things. Hallelujah. We just glory in you. Thank you. My. We love you. We love you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord, and we just appreciate you.
Thank you.
We glory in you. We glory in you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Thank you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Well, praise the Lord for all of you. Praise the Lord. I hope you got up on the day. You're going to give God at least 1,000 praises. It's part of the new awakening. We're challenging people. Help me. I need your help all over the country. Help me get this around the world. I want to challenge people all over the world to challenge them to thank God 1,000 times a day. Take about 15, 20 minutes. That's all it takes. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my joy in my soul. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for peace in my mind. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you that I'm able to have the activities of my limbs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You got it. You know, and just keep thanking him all day. You need a miracle? I heard the Lord say, Dr. Stern, that your miracle is on the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless all of you. This is our new awakening. It's a spiritual shift from give me, give me, give me, give me. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Give me this. And Lord, give me that. The shift is from that to thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for making a way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. You can thank your way to a miracle. You heard the testimonies the other day, how they thanked their way to a miracle. Somebody was sick, thanked their way out of it. God gave them a miracle. Somebody was broke, thanked their way out of it. God fixed it for them. Amen. Learn to thank your way out to a miracle. The New Awakening, 1740s. Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening, 2014. And humbly as I know how I say this, that God is using Dr. Bernard Johnson to lead the New Awakening. Amen. It's going around the country. I hear people talking about it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanking him about. Some people say, well, I was always thanking the Lord, but you wasn't thanking the Lord 1,000 times. Amen. You always got crab mentality people. They want to try to pull something down. That's why people don't get things off the ground, because you got folks trying to pull it down. But this is going regardless, because God's got his hand on it. And it's a wonderful thing to thank God 1,000 times. Amen. Oh, he's in it. Thank God. We love you. I wonder if Pastor Strada, are you there? Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Let's get those identification. If you're there, the line is open to you. Amen. Take it for a moment here.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here this morning. God bless you, giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one.com. We simply thank God for the opportunity this morning to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the GMAP Broadcast Network and literally being heard all over the world. We thank God for it. We thank God for each and every one of you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints here on the prayer line. God bless you. May God continue to bless you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Strada. We appreciate GMAP so much. God bless you. Ambassador Hagen, take it for a moment.
Oh, praise and acts in the name of the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff and assistants, and to all our other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen, and this program is being provided by the NPA Live Studio Network of the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the largest social radio platform in the world, and we are able to be heard in every country that you can think of, countries such as Africa, Asia, Germany, France, England, Russia, Spain, Italy, Africa, you name it, and they are listening. And we can be accessed in our live studio at 347-934-0207, 347-934-0207. And we thank God for this opportunity. What an amazing opportunity. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. This is the young lady who, through her pastor, her husband, Bishop Hagin, does such an awesome job in introducing me. And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagin. Before we get into our wisdom seminar this morning, I want to ask you a couple things. I need your help, a couple favors. Number one, I want to ask all of you in different countries in Africa and Asia and Europe and all those who hear me, all in Russia and India and all those foreign countries, I need your help. I want to get God at least 50 billion praises. And all I simply need you to do is that if you will help me thank God today, tomorrow, the next day, and continuously every day. If you will help me thank God 1,000 times, and then if someone who hears me in these countries, or many of you who hear me in these countries, if you will take this, and start getting around that country for me, that we are asking people to join us in thanking God 1,000 times a day. That's the new awakening. Wake up. Wake up. It's a spiritual shift. We're going to start thanking God in the countries, foreign countries everywhere, 1,000 times a day. I'm asking you, if you would join me in helping to get God this 50 billion praises, how do you do it? In your country, get people to thanking God 1,000 times a day. I've had people, and I keep telling you about that woman in St. Louis, came by, touched me on the shoulder, and when I looked around, she looked at me and said 9,000, and just kept walking. And I began to think, and then I realized what she was telling me, that she had thanked the Lord, or she was thanking the Lord up to 9,000 times. Oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus, up to 9,000 times a day. Amen. Had somebody, who was that on the prayer line that said they had thanked him about 10,000 times that day? Who was that the other day?
Washington from Louisiana.
Sister Washington, Ernestine Washington from Louisiana. Amen. How did your day go? Did you have a good day?
My day was beautiful. I tell you, all of the adverse situations had turned around as I praise him. When I'm praising him, God is working behind the scenes of my life. And I had 3 deaths in my family, one right after the other, since April the the 9th. But God gave us strength, and I thank God. It's just, God is so good. He's so good. Our family are caravanning to Texas now to bury a relative that came in for the funeral on last week of my first cousin that died in her sleep. And I thank God that he's given us strength. Thank you, Dr. Vernard, for encouraging us to learn how to praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's just a miracle of what God can do for us when we praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. And you thank God about 10,000 times that day. My God. Go on. Amen. As they used to say, go on with your bad self.
4 o'clock this morning, and I thanked him until I went to bed that night, I tell you. And I just thanked him for everything that I could. I probably repeated a lot of things, but I kept right on thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can do it. You can do it 1,000 times, just taking 10 things, thanking the Lord 10 times for, keeping you last night and blessing you with homes and finances and food on the table. When you start thinking in them, I'm like the evangelist that says that she keeps a prayer journal, and there's many ways that you can thank him. And I write a journal every time I'm doing my work. I have my journal with me in my pocket, and I'm writing down when God says thank me for this. I go and write it in my journal, record it in my journal. There are so many ways that we can thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. My. That's the beginning of our praise reports. Maybe the Lord is leading us straight into our praise reports today. Amen. That's the first thing I want to do. I want to ask y'all in Africa, Asia, India, all over there in Antarctica, all over the world where you are, to help me get that out, this new awakening, to awaken people to thanking God 1,000 times a day. It's a spiritual shift. Amen. Help me. If you would help me all over the world. Amen. Needless to say, I want to ask y'all for your prayers. And here's the second thing before I get to that. Sister Raleigh, are you on the line? Or Sister Geraldine Garnett, are you on the line? If so, let me know. Let me know right now. Are you on the line, Sister Garnett or Sister Raleigh?
Yes, sir.
Sister Geraldine. All right. I need you to get Sister Raleigh's number for me. I want to challenge all of y'all, if y'all would. She lost her mother. Amen. I'd like for y'all to start a new thing on here. Amen. I started it yesterday with Mother Johnson. She needed your prayers, and you see she is so encouraged today. Y'all rang her phone off. Amen. One of my sisters, when I went over there, she told me the phone was just ringing. I'd give Mother Johnson the phone. She'd answer, talk a moment, a few moments, and then she'd give it back to me. Phone ring again. I'd give it back to her. She'd talk a few minutes, give it back. The phone ring again. It's so encouraging when you hear from the saints. You know, you're not hearing from folks who wishing you that you would not do well. You're hearing from folks who want you to do well and praying for you. So I want you, thank you for calling my mother. She's 94 and she sounds so much better today. Mama, say good morning to us. Good morning.
Good morning to each of you. Yes, I feel so much better. I feel so much better. And I got so many calls on yesterday from all over New York and St. Louis and a lot of places. I can't call the name, but I got several calls, and I praise God for each one of those calls I received on yesterday. They was all encouraging. God bless them, and I love them all, and I want you to know that I love every one of you on the line. So just keep me before the Lord that I might, through the work, be pleasing in the sight of the Lord and do whatever the Lord is calling me to do. God bless you.
Amen. You sound so encouraged, Mother. So encouraged.
I am very much.
I'm going to tell this. It's sometimes good to just, laughter is good for the soul. I'm going to tell this, Mother. You kind of sound like you did. The time I was in Texas, living in Texas, and I called you and said, Mama, how you doing? You said, oh, son, I had a fire. And we prayed together and just believed the Lord. And about 2 or 3 months later, I called you. I said, Mama, how you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing great, son. Great, great, great.
Yes, it's good. But you have to watch your words, I'll tell you now. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I had a 1996 little toy car, and it's brand new. And I had kept it a year. And I looked at the car, the little car is small, and I said, I'm getting sick of this little green car. And the next week, coming from the convocation, lady came up to here and hit my car and tore the whole front end out.
Oh, my God.
She had to get me a new car, so I had to get me a big car. I've got me a Chevy. So I said, you have to watch your word. word, because when you speak, the Lord hears you. He just lets something happen that I might get what I need, what I want. So I thank God for that.
And tell him when you were coming from Arkansas and you said, Lord, we don't have no place to stay. You just give me a little shack.
Give me no shack I can call my own. And that's just exactly what he gave me, no shack. It's a shack, I tell you.
You said you don't have no place to. You said you don't have no place to live. All right, go ahead.
Then I told him, I said, Lord, give me a boarding house. Give me a boarding house with gas and water and bathroom on the inside. Because my shack, I had to go outside in the cold, and when it was ice on the ground, I had to go out in the cold. So I said, give me a boarding house. He gave me a little five-room house, morning with the gas and water and bathroom on the inside. Well, then I thought, well, my God, he going to give me what I asked. Give me a house that's big enough for my family. He gave me a nine-room house. I said, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. And my God. I said, yeah, then watch what you asked him for.
Mm-hmm. You do, mother.
Yeah,
wonderful praise report. Thank you. That's our praise. I want to open the line up for the praise reports this morning. Other folks, amen, you got a praise report. Some of y'all might have asked him for something that he gave you. That's encouraging. Just before I do, go back, Sister Garnett, give me the number, if you can, for Mother Raleigh, or Sister Ernestine Raleigh, who lost her mother. I want to get people calling her. Please, you have that for me?
Yes, sir. It's 402.
Get your pen. Get your pens. All those on the block line, God bless you. Get your pens. Let's get this number. And-